Obviously, Atlanta's a great team. You know, took our chances away. You know, obviously they showed why they deserve it. But on the flip side, now we have 4 games left, and you know, it's just an opportunity for us to continue to get better throughout the end of the season.
Tyree, what clicked so well tonight? You had 41 assists as a team. Why were you guys so effective offensively?
I just think the way we started off the game, you know, it was a different focus level, you know, a great one. And, you know, just getting each other involved, all facets of the game, trusting each other on defense. Our rotations were great. You know, had a little bit of a lull in the beginning of the third quarter, and, you know, coach told us to watch out for that because, you know, we've had the habit of kind of just coming out lackadaisical. But, you know, we got together, got stops, and, you know, continued to execute. And, you know, Matthew Dellavedova and Tyler Zeller came in and, you know, played well, especially, you know, it's really important, especially at the end of the season for our young guys to start playing, you know, that type of basketball and that type of brand of basketball, which is, you know, which is good for us.
Kyrie, because you guys come up short of the playoffs, do you think about some of those early games you might have kicked away?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have no choice. You know, it's more of an empty feeling that you have, you know, now that, you know, you kind of your chances are done. I mean, you think about the things you could have done, you should have done. I mean, it's inevitable, especially as big a competitor as I am. You know, it's definitely going to be on my mind. You know, there's some definitely a lot of positives though that we could take from it. But I mean, you know, you always want to compete for something as special as the playoffs. But you know, our chances were snapped tonight. So I mean, it's disappointing. But you know, on the flip side, like I said, we have 4 games left to continue to play with one another, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Kyrie, year number 3 for you, and you haven't been in the playoffs. The goal obviously was to get there this year, and I think a lot of people expected it. So how disappointing is it that you haven't been able to reach that goal yet for you?
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, there's definitely a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas that come in the game. But, I mean, as a man and as a competitor, you got to suck it up. I mean, it's my 3rd year. And obviously things didn't go the way, you know, it didn't go in a perfect way. You know, but there's no perfect season. But, you know, for me, it's just about continuing to grow and finish the season strong. I mean, that's all I can do right now is continue to compete with my teammates. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing is, you know, finish the season strong.
Mike said he still feels that you guys are making progress, even though you're not going to be in the playoffs. Do you agree with that? And when did you sense things start to turn around?
I mean, for this last month, you know, the last month and a half, or even last two. I mean, you know, we've had games that, you know, we kind of revert back to our old ways, and then we'll have another strong game, and then we'll go on a winning streak, you know, and we'll play strong. And, you know, I think that's the progress he's talking about. It's just that, you know, our attention to detail has been a lot better. You know, our film work has been a lot better, and guys are coming in working every single day. I mean, you know, we don't have those lulls anymore where coach has to continue to call timeouts, you know, like he did in the beginning of the season where he was calling 4 timeouts in a row. I think that was a preseason game where he did one time and he called 3 timeouts in a row. So, I mean, those times are done. And, I mean, you know, we've come to a point in our season where when we trust one another and we're just playing basketball. And, you know, I think we've formed our identity just this late. And, you know, we started to form it these last 2 months.